We are in Siman Tov Kuf Tes Vav. We are up to Sivav, and we will be doing from Vav through Ches. Sivav, the halacha was, we learned that if a non-Jew brings something from outside the Tchum, it's usher on that day. It's usher on that day for the person he brought it for. Somebody that he did not bring it for, the halacha said it's mutter. So be'irs sheruba einam yehudim, minastam kol ha-mevi letzarech harov mevi. A city where most of the people are not Jewish, he probably brings it for the rov. So we already spoke this out, that if he's coming from another city, many hold that he doesn't know that the majority of people here are Jewish. So that we'll say he brought it with the kavan of selling it to non-Jews, because that's what most of the world is like. The Mishtabura brings a Morik Tzio who happens to be Machmer in that. Now, this case over here is talking about when he's bringing to sell. If he brings a present, unless he really just wanted to bring it to anybody, but if he brings it to a specific person, so the halacha is, of course, he meant him and his family. Hagam mechzal mechza or sheyadua shalika letzarech shneim aser, where it's 50-50, or you know for a fact that he did it for both of them, the halacha is that it's aser. Now, if it's something that's ein b'mino b'mechuber, it's only mechutz l'tchum, so halacha is that for everybody else, it's mutter right away, and if it's rov non-Jews, then it's mutter for everybody immediately. How do you pay for it? Because here we're talking about where he comes to sell. So you should take it on credit and not mention the amount of money. Now, if it came from mechutz l'tchum, the halacha is that you can only carry within four ames, or within the house, or within the enclosed area. If it is something that yesh b'mino b'mechuber, he may have pulled it off a tree, so it's aser until after yontif b'chdei sheyaseh. Now the Mishtabura brings up a very important point. What happens if the non-Jew realizes the Jews take it from him and they use it, so he's going to start coming from Michutz Latchum regularly? You cannot allow that to happen, then you have to stop using it. Because you know that he's going to start bringing more stuff just because of the Jews. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of fish, where the amount he'll sell, definitely, I mean, the quantity is dependent on the amount of people there. He says there you should definitely be machmir more, because we're afraid that they're going to bring more fish because they know there aren't more Jews there. I mean, even though it's rov nachrim, but they bring the amount of fish that they're going to sell, and if they know that there are a lot of Jews, they're having them in mind too. Siv Zayin im hu safik im bol michutz l'tchum im hu eni Yehudi ashori imo be'ir hu peres ha-metsuyim be'ir muter v'im lav aser. If you're not sure if it came michutz l'tchum, but it's a non-Jew that lives in the city and the food is available in the city, the halachi is that they are not aser. Whereas, if you don't have both conditions, if the non-Jew himself lives outside the city, or he brought things that are not around the city, the halacha is that it's aser, even though it's a suffix, because it's a dover sheyesh lo matirin. You wait a day, and then you'll be able to use it. Sifches, dover she'ein b'mino b'mechuber. Something that doesn't grow. Shehuvali yisol b'yantav rishon shel Rosh Hashanah, mutter b'sheini. It's mutter on the second day. Why is that? Mutter on the second day? Why don't we say that it's a Yom Arichta? The Teretz is in Tchumin, which is a Durabanon, Chazal were makel that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are not a Yom Arichta. V'uadin l'Shabbos v'yontif smuchin zeh l'zeh. Similarly, Shabbos and Yontif that are next to each other. The halachi is that if it only came mi chutz l'tchum, the halachi is that you're allowed to use it on the next day.